The Queen was looking hard at Alice. Now she said, "All people a mile high must leave the room." "I'm not a mile high," said Alice, "and I won't leave the room. I want to hear the evidence."
"There is no more evidence," said the King very quickly. "And now the jury will..."
"Your Majesty,"
said the White Rabbit, jumping up in a great hurry.
"We've just found this letter. There's no name on it, but I think the Knave wrote it."
"No, I didn't," said the Knave loudly.
"Read it to us," said the King.
"Where shall I begin, Your Majesty?"
asked the Rabbit.
"Begin at the beginning," said the King, "and go on until you get to the end. Then stop."
Everybody listened very carefully while the White Rabbit read these words.
"They tell me you have been to her and talked of me to him. She thought I was a gardener, but said I could not swim. He tells them that I have not gone. We know that this is true. If she decides to hurry on, what will they do to you? I gave her one. They gave him two. You gave us three or more. They all returned from him to you, but they were mine before."
"That's a very important piece of evidence," said the King. He looked very pleased. "Now, the jury must..."
"If anybody in the jury can explain that letter," said Alice. She was not afraid of anything now, because she was much bigger than everybody in the room.
"I'll give him sixpence."
"It's all nonsense. It doesn't mean anything."
The jury busily wrote this down. "She thinks it's all nonsense."
"All nonsense, eh?"
said the King. He read some of the words again.
"But said I could not swim." "You can't swim, can you?" he said to the Knave.
The Knave's face was sad. "Do I look like a swimmer?" he said. And he didn't, because he was made of paper. The King smiled.
"I understand everything now," he said. "There are the tarts, and here is the Knave of Hearts. And now the jury must decide who the thief is."
"No, no," said the Queen. "Off with his head. The jury can say what it thinks later."
"What nonsense," said Alice loudly. "The jury must decide first. You can't..."
"Be quiet,"
said the Queen, her face turning red.
"I won't," said Alice. "Off with her head,"
screamed the Queen. Nobody moved. "It doesn't matter what you say," said Alice. "You're only a pack of cards." Then the pack of cards flew up into the sky and began to fall on Alice's face. She gave a little scream,
and woke up. She was lying next to her sister under the trees, and some leaves were falling on her face.
"Wake up, Alice, dear," said her sister. "You've been asleep a long time."
"Oh, I've had a very curious dream," said Alice. And she told her sister all about the strange adventures in her wonderful dream.